Welcome to a Show Me Institute podcast featuring interviews and discussion about economics and public policy.
This is John Payne. I'm here with my best friend, Chris LeGrand, who is he is a teacher for the ACE program, and that is a program for at-risk students. So what does ACE stand for, first of all?
Achievement, Commitment, and Excellence.
Okay. And so can you explain to us a little bit about the program and exactly the kind of students it's designed for?
Mm-hmm. The program is basically a non-traditional school. We partner with districts and we service students that are considered at-risk students. Generally, these are students with either behavioral or academic problems. However, we also service students that are trying to make up credits, that are trying to get credits that they need in order to graduate, or trying to get credits faster so they can graduate at a faster rate. That's about it.
Okay, so it would be fair to say that the average student in the ACE program has probably a little more trouble with traditional school curriculum than the average public school student.
Exactly.
Okay. So how many ACE programs are there? Is it located just in St. Louis, or are there a few? Is there a lot of them around the country? Or?
Well, the ACE program itself is a one-of-a-kind program. However, there are similar models all over the country. Our program is only in St. Louis and Kansas City. We're in two districts in Kansas City, the Kansas City School District and Northern Kansas City School District. And then we're in multiple districts in St. Louis, St. Louis City, Rittner, Pattonville, Riverview, Bayless, and Hazelwood. So those are the different partner districts that we have. So we have between one and three centers in each of those districts.
Okay. Sort of describe your average day and what kind of instruction you use when you're dealing with the kids.
The good thing about the ACE program for a lot of our students, a lot of our students have a lot of drama in their life that may or may not include having kids of their own. Other things that get in the way to where it's harder for them to be at school for 7 hours a day or 8 hours. So our program actually is a condensed program. It's 3 hours a day for the students, but we, as teachers, we will have three sessions in a day. So it'll be a little under a nine-hour day. But anyway, that makes it a little different than a regular school or a regular teacher at a regular school. Whereas you might have a group of students for 1 hour each day. But while we're there for the 3 hours, the main instruction is computerized, where students will get information from the computer, take notes from that information, and then take tests from that information. However, that probably falls in about 60% of the instruction. The other 40% is really up to the teacher, and we use a variety. We use lecture methods, group work, that sort of thing. But you could probably say fairly speaking, in general terms, you could say most of the instruction would be computerized in lecture.
And so with that computerized lessons, the kids are moving at their own pace, correct?
Right, that's correct. And that's a benefit of the program. Every single student has their own individual progress plan. All the classes are even tailored to their level. They may be working on an algebra credit, but they're in whatever algebra course is appropriate for their level. So that can be an advantage. It could be a disadvantage, but it's basically an entire curriculum set up on the computer by an outside company.
So there's no one set curriculum or set of courses that a student would come in and take. It's tailored to individual students. Is that correct?
Tailored to what the students need in order to fulfill their graduation requirements, either at the district in which the ACE Center is located, or they can receive an ACE diploma, which is pretty similar to most standard public ed districts. So...
Okay, so that what would you describe as the goals of the program, or do they have, you know, a mission statement or anything like that?
I mean, it's we have a few mission statements, not one that's directly declared on the website or anything, but I mean the goal is to reach and meet all the needs of our students, and those needs come from their graduation requirements for their district. So, I mean, the ultimate goal is to graduate, you know. They can, whether they graduate and get an ACE diploma, you know, with us, or whether they graduate through us and get their district's diploma, it doesn't matter to us. We just want them to get the high school diploma. We try to act as a safety net to get all the kids that are falling through the cracks that wouldn't otherwise graduate. So that's a broad general goal. It's not a specific statement, but
right. Yeah. So what sort of completion rate is there for what, you know, how many kids either get an ACE certificate or actually graduate from their district?
It's pretty high, and I believe the specific title to the data that they use to support this is persistency to graduate, because basically in a lot of programs that are similar to ACE, a lot of kids will come in and then other things will happen to them. That will prevent them from graduating. But this persistency to graduation rate, I've looked over it the last few years, and it generally is between about 82 and 92. Last year's was at 90%. So that's pretty good.
And just to be clear, you know, these are kids that are at risk of dropping out of traditional high school, right? So that's pretty remarkable that you're having 80% of them graduate.
It is.
All right, and so what sort of monetary costs are there for the program, and who bears those? Mm-hmm.
And this gets a little tricky here. Basically, every district has their own alternative program. We're not necessarily an alternative program, but we are an alternative to an alternative program, being a non-traditional model. However, so my point is each school district has to come up with a way and a process in which students that are being expelled or so far behind in credits could still be entitled to a free public education as dictated by our government. So basically, schools districts generally have, you know, on-site programs like this. You know, it may be some sort of building in the back of the campus or whatever. And we take that off of their campus, and basically the school district pays ACE as a private company. Okay, so I believe it's now $385 per slot. So for example, Riverview Gardens School District, where I work through ACE, they pay $385 for X amount of slots. I believe this year it was 75 slots throughout the year. That's what the pay is. So basically the tax dollars from that district are going to pay for an ACE program if they choose to have one in their district.
So it's $385 per student per year,
right,
per semester?
It's per year.
Per year. So that's pretty remarkably low cost.
It is. They don't like to say per student, they like to say per slot, because we will sometimes have kids weave in and out. Some kids that want to go back to the high school, some kids that don't, that would rather stay with us. So
right.
Yeah.
I guess you are using their building though, is that that's correct?
Actually, no. That is also us. We generally rent it from a local businessman.
Okay, well, that is a remarkably low cost, given that, you know, I'm granted, like you said, it's not directly comparable because it's slots, not students,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the most districts in the state of Missouri, the state average is about $9,000
right,
per student.
Right.
The city districts are usually about $14,000. So
that's right.
that's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that leads me to my last question, and I just sort of broached it, but how would you say ACE program compares to the public school districts in the area?
Yeah, I mean, from where I've worked, it seemed to be very effective. I mean, I worked in the city, I worked in Hazelwood, and I worked in Riverview. I mean, obviously the graduation rates are higher, the persistency to graduate rates are higher. As far as, I mean, even other minor indicators, reported fights, reported violent incidents, way lower in the ACE centers. Also, kids generally obtain higher reading levels, higher grade level, work in all the subject areas. So if you're measuring by that, it's better. It is a fairly effective program that, like I said, as like a safety net, it catches a lot of students that would otherwise not graduate and, you know, be a drag on society, for lack of a better phrasing. But I think it's very effective.
Do you know off the top of your head what the graduation rate is in Riverview Gardens?
I don't. I will find that out, though.
Okay. I can't imagine it's great. I know in the city it's about 50%.
I would say it's slightly better than the city if I had to take a guess, but probably not much.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program?
You touched on everything I wanted to talk about, mainly how tax dollars are still used to fund it and at what cost. Let me go over my mind quickly. Yeah, I think I'm satisfied, man.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you for being with me today.